Today, we celebrate the feast of the most holy body and blood of Christ, or Corpus Christi. On this feast day, we commemorate Christ's gift of the Eucharist. Certainly, the celebration of the Eucharist is central to our faith life in the Catholic Church. The reception of the body and blood of Christ in the form of bread and wine strengthens us in our life of faith. We are reminded in the reading from the Gospel of John how important the reception of the Eucharist is. Jesus says, "I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." He further stresses that the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Just as God fed the Israelites in the desert with manna from heaven to sustain their lives, Jesus does the same for us through this holy gift. We understand these words of Jesus and make the Eucharist central in our Sunday celebration each week. The second reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians looks at the Eucharist in a somewhat different light. It says, "The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ?" The word participation struck me as being central in this reading. Participation indicates to me that the Eucharist is an action. Certainly eating is an action, though sometimes we tend to think of the Eucharist as something passive. We are given the bread and wine by someone else, such as the priest, deacon, or Eucharistic minister. The Mass itself, as the Eucharistic feast, often seems to us as something passive. Sometimes we just sit back and let it happen to us. Are we merely passive recipients of what is taking place? Shouldn't the Eucharist take us beyond the role of an audience, take us beyond the gift, and connect us to a totally different reality? St. Paul says that the Eucharist is a participation in the body and blood of Christ. He goes on to say, "Because the loaf of bread is one, we, though many, as one body, for we all partake of the one loaf." He reminds us that we participate as one body, the body of Christ. The Eucharist is a sacrifice to God the Father. Jesus Christ is the sacrifice, and though we offer him to God the Father, we receive him back in the form of bread and wine. We participate in the act because we all share in the ministry of the common priesthood through our baptism. We offer this sacrifice together as the body of Christ. We participate. And the body of Christ is not only those inside this church building, but also all our brothers and sisters in the world. Through our baptism, we are all called to a life of mission in the church and in the world. We are called to the work of global solidarity with all people. The bishop's letter called to global solidarity says, "In the Eucharist, the church prays for the peace of the world and the growth of the church in love, and it advances these gifts." It goes on to say, "In our parishes, the Eucharist represents a central setting for discovering and expressing our commitment to our brothers and sisters throughout the world. Gathered around the altar, we are reminded of our connection to all of God's people through the mystical body of Christ." It is an awesome thought to think that at Mass, we are only a small group of people in a much larger world who are giving praise to God, who are all involved in offering God our sacrifice and receive his body and blood. We are connected to a global church. And beyond this church, there are many who aren't connected to us, have yet to hear of Christ's gift of himself to all. We recognize that they too are our brothers and sisters, and that they also hold a piece of the truth that is God. Jesus says, "And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." If we understand the Eucharist as an act of participation in the body of Christ and a call to solidarity to all our brothers and sisters throughout the world, then we will see the Eucharist in a different light and our call to faith differently. Jesus offers life for all people through knowing him. When we leave the church after Mass, we will more fully become what we receive, Jesus Christ, for one another. How might we share him this week with all those who we will come in contact with?